Leader of the Upstage Experience, Calypso Tent, Chanel McKenzie, said they will be holding 5 events this year before the National Calypso Semifinals. She said they are currently working towards ensuring the holistic success of their events for Vinci Mass 2023 as she spoke about their first 3 events.
We are working towards making all these shows happen this year. Calypso is alive and well, and we are trying to keep it that way. Our first show is going to be on May 31st at the Russell's Auditorium. This is 3 days before the Queen of Calypso competition, which would be held on June 3rd also at Russell's. Our second show, which is also at the Russell's Auditorium, will be Wednesday, June 7th. On June 10th, which is a Saturday, we will be in Sandy Bay. Sandy Bay is a regular spot for us. The people out there are so welcoming, and we enjoy it every year. So we make it our business to ensure that we visit Sandy Bay every year.
Ms. McKenzie said on June 14th, they will host their preliminary judging at the Russell's Auditorium, and this will be followed by another event on June 17th in North Leeward.
June 14th, we're back at the Russell's Auditorium for our preliminary judging night. So that night is going to be a big night. Everybody's going to put their best foot forward to make it into the semifinals this year. Now, we know usually after your preliminary show, that's it, because people want to focus on semifinals and so on. But the Upstage Experience made a decision that we cannot let it sit there. We are trying to do the final show June 17th in the North Leeward community. We're looking at Rosebank or Rose Hall, but we are trying to secure the venue. We've done preliminary discussions on the venue and so on, but we are working towards making this happen. But we are saying to the people of North Leeward that on June 17th, we are trying our utmost best to ensure that we bring Calypso to their community.
Ms. McKenzie added that the Upstage Experience Calypso Tent has a mixture of all types of music, and she is encouraging members of the public to support their events this year. She is also appealing to members of the public to support all of the other Calypso tents with their presentations to keep the Calypso art form alive in the country.
When we started Upstage, it was about an inclusive art form, encouraging raga, soca, and social commentary under one umbrella in one tent, and that is the package that Upstage Experience brings to the people. So I want to encourage everybody out there, once you hear a tent is happening, you hear Upstage Experience, come out and experience it. You hear graduates, you hear on tour, come out and show everybody some love and show them some support. Okay, we are trying our best to keep this bit of our culture going, our culture alive. So we are asking the general public to come out and support all the tents, not just Upstage, but all the tents.
Leader of the Upstage Experience Calypso Tent, Chanel McKenzie. With today's Carnival update, I am Ricardo Wilson.